We're approaching one of the busiest shopping weekends of the year. You've got Gray Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. A lot of retailers competing for your dollars, and they're pulling out all the stops in order to do that. That includes stores slowly bumping up their opening times. A few years back, retailers may have opened their doors at 5 or 6 in the morning on Black Friday. Now we're looking at 5 or 6 p.m. in the evening on Thanksgiving Day. So are we on the way to stores being open all day on Thanksgiving? And what does that mean? Maybe an eventual end to Black Friday. Here with us to talk about the changing nature of Thanksgiving weekend is John Talbot. He's Associate Director of the Center for Education and Research in Retailing at Indiana University. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Well, John, what do you think is driving stores to open earlier and earlier into Thanksgiving Day?
Their customers. I think, stores try to do their best to make customers happy. And if customers tell them through the spending that they create that they want them to be open earlier, then they'll do it. Although I think we're starting to see a bit of a slowdown this year relative to where we've been in the past on that.
What about all the people who sign petitions and say stores shouldn't be open because the workers should be home with their families?
Well, I don't think that's all the people. I mean, there's obviously, we live in a country where everyone has an opportunity to express their views. And I think some people, have a viewpoint that stores shouldn't be open and they should be staying home with their family, and other people feel differently. And I would probably say that the majority of the people feel differently. They actually do go to stores and shop. Matter of fact, something like 100 million people will shop over the next 4 days. So clearly they're voting with their feet or with their wallets, and they're telling stores to be open.
Is Black Friday really the biggest shopping day, or is it, sort of creeping earlier and earlier? In effect, is it already here?
Oh, well, I think the term Black Friday, meaning a single day event, is not true anymore. As a matter of fact, most retailers are thinking about this as at least a 4 day event, kicking things off. And Friday itself is still the largest day, but Thursday, Thanksgiving is about the same as last year, and then the next biggest day is Saturday, and then Sunday's another good day of shopping. But Black Friday is still the biggest day, and actually forecast to be the number, I think, 2 or 3 day online this year, right after Cyber Monday.
Now, our family tradition is to go to the movies on Thanksgiving after the Thanksgiving dinner. Uh-huh. I'd rather not go shopping, but am I missing out on the best deals by not being one of those first people through the door?
No. It looks like there's some evidence out there that the best shopping deals are, in fact, on Thanksgiving, but most of them are available both online and in store, so I don't know that you have to necessarily go to the stores to get them. And certainly as the season progresses and you get closer to the end of the shopping season, there's a probability, if the season's not going as well as stores might have liked, that you'll see the best deals come later if you can wait, and if you're not set on a very specific item that perhaps will be out of stock by the time the holiday season ends.
Right. I mean, I'm always amazed at the number of people who do show up on Thanksgiving the moment the stores open their doors. Are they mainly, do you think, there to make sure that they get something before it gets sold out?
Yeah, I think there's some people where it's a source of enjoyment for them, but also I think for some people, It's very important that they've allocated their dollars over a specific set of purchases. They have a very fixed amount of money that they can afford to spend this season. They want those on their gift list to end up being happy. And there's some pressure, I think, in fact, to go out and make those acquisitions at the best possible price, so it maybe frees up a few dollars for other spaces. I mean, we're still certainly seeing many Americans, living in more difficult economic straits than perhaps 8 or 9 years ago on an adjusted basis. And so every penny counts.
Do you see us as being maybe on a path to all-day shopping on Thanksgiving? It seems like the hours that they open keeps getting pushed back a little bit further. There's this creep in terms of Black Friday into Gray Thursday. So do you think eventually the floodgates will just break and they'll be shopping on Thanksgiving?
If you had asked me that possibly even earlier this year, Veronica, I may have said yes, but I think the trend's going back the other direction. I think that those people out there that have voted, you know, through not shopping and through maybe other forms of communication with signs and those things out front of malls. But I think that those retailers recognize that there's a fine line and they don't want to cross. And this year, Walmart, I believe, is opening at 6 p.m. And there was a lot of speculation that they would go earlier. And if they had, I think it probably would have driven a number of other retailers to do that. But Walmart listened to their customers. Their customers said 6 p.m. is good enough. Let's keep it there. And that's what they did this year. So I don't expect it to go earlier. I think they got it timed right where young kids that are, you know, tired of their parents and want to go out, or you wanted to go see a movie. You know, there's only so much together time, I think, that works, and you need to get out of the crowded house.
Well, yeah, we've also got Small Business Saturday coming up that maybe gets overshadowed by Gray Thursday and Black Friday, but it does have its devoted fans. Do we know whether that notion of marketing it as Small Business Saturday, is that working?
I think it is. You know, I live in a small town in central Indiana, south central Indiana, and we have a robust downtown economy with unique shopping experiences there. And I think it's great that they've banded together, and, you know, the town offers free parking on those days. So we're the merchants that are downtown are on equal footing with the free parking at the mall. And I think they've done a nice job of making people think about that. And, you know, it seems to be working here. And I know that it's a growing trend around the country. And I saw some data on numbers of shoppers there, and it's interesting to me that it really has traction now. I think it's something that appeals to a subset of the population.
Is it something you think that people feel good about? They're supporting their small businesses, often local businesses.
Absolutely, I think that's true. There's more to it. You know, part of the season is wanting others to feel well, and you know, by helping others to feel well, I think we feel better about ourselves. And so when there's an opportunity to kind of mix a lot of what perhaps people view as the true sentiment of the season of giving and sharing and family and things like that with the other side of it, which is let's get some gifts for everybody. I think people like it.
And of course, so after Small Business Saturday, then we've got Cyber Monday coming up right on the heels of those. How important is Cyber Monday these days?
Cyber Monday is still the biggest online shopping day of the year. It's important, I think, even, you know, online, the Cyber Monday originated because a lot of folks didn't have broadband connections at their houses, and so they'd get back to work on Monday after Thanksgiving and go shopping. That's not really an issue any longer, but it still remains a day where most of the online retailers have aggressive promotions, and they're up against, you know, a big day from last year, and so they're actively trying to make sure they get the same higher level of performance this year. So it's a very important day.
Do you think that it will surpass Black Friday, or does it already?
Do you mean in terms of just online sales or overall?
Right, just Cyber Monday sales, online shopping versus going into the actual store.
Right now, brick and mortar, you know, physical shopping is still the lion's share of what we do. It's probably, you know, at least still 3 out of every 4 shopping occasions. But online shopping's scheduled to grow at roughly 11% this year. And that's a lot slower than it has been growing, but still at 11%, you double in 7 years or 6 years. And so there's definitely a trade going on between offline and online shopping. But if anything, today I think there's more of a integrated approach by retailers of having both online and offline capability to interact with customers.
And John, what about you? Are you going to hit the doorbusters, or are you going to kick back and relax at home?
I will probably relax at home. Last year I did, just for fun, go out to a local retailer at 6 a.m. in the morning, a big retailer, and there wasn't anybody else there, but there were people inside working. And so I went to Starbucks and bought them all a big carton of coffee and asked them how their day was going.
It's a nice thing to do since you're the only one there.
I'm used to going out early on the day after Thanksgiving because I've been a retail for so long, and I just felt like I happened to be out. But I go, I'm going to go see what's going on at this local establishment.
And not much, you found out.
Not much.
Sounds like they were happy to see you with the coffee. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, it was fun. Thanks a lot, and hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. That was John Talbot, Associate Director of the Center for Education and Research in Retailing at Indiana University. And now it's your turn to chime in on this at 800-642-1234. What do you think about opening stores earlier and earlier on Thanksgiving Day? Now we're looking at lots of retailers opening at 5 or 6. Presumably you'd have eaten your Thanksgiving dinner, digested some of it enough to go shopping. Do you want to go shopping on Thanksgiving Day, or do you think that there should be something sacrosanct about that day and shopping should be left till Friday? Or is this something that you're excited about? Call us 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234 on the subject of Gray Thursday and Black Friday shopping. And we want to know what you do after you eat Thanksgiving dinner. Are you someone who wants to be out there at the stores, hitting the doorbusters, getting in there, being first in line? Or would you rather avoid the hassle, spend time with your family? Do you think that there's something kind of sacred about these holidays and that they should just be for the holidays? Are you one of those people who would sign a petition saying don't open stores on Thanksgiving? Or will you be there? 800-642-1234 is that number to call. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. And just to give you a quick look at what retailers are doing, Kmart opening Thursday. That's Thanksgiving, looks like 6 a.m. JCPenney, Thursday at 5 o'clock in the evening. Best Buy, opening Thursday at 5 o'clock in the evening. That's Thanksgiving Day. A handful there. Walmart, opening at 6 o'clock. What about you? Are you going to be shopping at all? Is shopping part of your Thanksgiving Day holiday? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. If you don't shop, what do you do? Obviously, lots of other options for people who prefer not to shop. But what does your Thanksgiving holiday involve instead of shopping? Obviously, you might be out checking out a movie like I am. Well, let's see what Liz has to say. Liz joining us from La Crosse. Hey, Liz.
Good afternoon.
What do you do?
I've been listening to the show, and frankly, I think Thanksgiving is a day just to take it easy, enjoy friends and family, and that'll also give the retailers a chance to spend time with friends and family, too.
Okay, so you're someone who thinks that Thursday should be set aside for Thanksgiving, but would you go shopping on Friday, or is shopping not really part of what you think of when you think about this time?
Well, quite honestly, Friday would be deer hunting for me.
All right, so you've got other plans, deer hunting and Thanksgiving turkey. Got it. Well, thank you so much, Liz. Appreciate you calling and telling us. And you can join us at 800-642-1234. What are your plans after Thanksgiving? Do you go shopping or do you do something else, some other tradition? What do you think about opening stores earlier? 800-642-1234. And we go now to April. April's joining us in Oak Creek. Hi, April.
Hi. First time on the show.
Oh, welcome.
Hi. I stay indoors.
Okay,
we have our dinner and we have times with the family and tell stories about the whole year. I actually didn't know what the whole big scoop was on Black Friday. I had no clue how busy and hectic it could be.
Yeah,
I think a couple years ago, I'm like, who's at Walmart at like midnight? Apparently everybody that they knew was there.
Yeah, a lot of people do shop. It's a big part of tradition. A lot of people like you, though, who don't go shopping on Black Friday or see that as part of the action on Thanksgiving. And you'll be inside telling stories. I like thinking about that, stories on Thanksgiving. It does seem like a good storytelling time. Well, thank you, April, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And we're going to go next to Jackie. Jackie's joining us in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. So Thanksgiving for my family is a really good bonding time with the shopping. And we actually make a game plan. So we'll eat dinner at home. And then we will, my sisters and my mom and I, go out to all the stores. And we have a blast. And it's not about getting good deals or anything like that. We just, we go to, like, I don't know, make fun of the people who are kind of crazy after all the deals, and just kind of be part of the atmosphere, and we just have a blast doing that.
So it sounds like you turn the shopping into a kind of holiday bonding.
We really do, and this year we actually made matching shirts for our family just to kind of have fun with it, saying, like, we're getting lucky tonight. And because people are so tacky going out all the time, and I think it's so fun to just kind of be a part of that and see people. And we've been known to play Marco Polo in the stores, trying to find each other and all the madness, and people get so mad, but it's just so funny.
Wow. Okay, so that's a whole new way to shop. Jackie, thank you so much for filling us in on what you do. Jackie turning it into a kind of game, family bonding. She's there, she's in the stores, but she's kind of having fun on the outsides, looking in and laughing a little bit. All right, want a happy Thanksgiving to Jackie. Let's go to Marie joining us in New Berlin. Hi there, Marie.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you. What are your Thanksgiving Day plans?
Well, Thanksgiving plans is going to be with the family. Lots of food, of course, like everyone else. Watching football, going outside after we're done eating and having our own little turkey bowl, all playing football together. Even in the snow, we won't hit the stores, not at all. There's just things. I love Thanksgiving because it is such a simple holiday. It's food and family, and there's no expectations about gifts or, oh my gosh, am I going to get this or that or disappointment or anything. I think that's why it's my favorite holiday.
Right. It's one of my favorites, too. And Marie, when you do your holiday shopping, when do you do it and how do you do it?
Oh, I do some online. I try to get out of work as early as I can and hit the stores like between 3 and 6 and I try to avoid weekends, just too busy. So I get it in as best I can.
Great. Well, thank you, Marie. And Marie's talking about drawing a line at Thanksgiving. She doesn't do the shopping there. She just enjoys Thanksgiving. Call us up and tell us what you do on Thanksgiving. What do you do after you eat that turkey? Does shopping factor into it at all? Do you have fun with it, get out there and bond with your family, or is there something else that you do that you treasure more than shopping? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we're going to go next to Julia in Mondovi. Hi, Julia.
Hi. Well, I think employees should be able to stay home with their families and enjoy their Thanksgiving, too. And I think it gets earlier and earlier every year. Most everybody I know doesn't like to shop. I don't usually go. Some of them go, but they go only because the offers that are there are just for a certain amount of time. So it's kind of like they're forced into it if they want to get a good deal on a certain gift. And we're going to just have dinner and then go to a movie.
Yep.
And enjoy that. So.
That sounds like what we do. Right. So you think people should spend more time with their families, and that's what you put into practice. You're spending time with your family. Julia, happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too. Thank you.
And we'll go next to Greg in Wausau. Hi there, Greg.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
And also to you. And what are your plans coming up for Thanksgiving?
Well, I think I'm going to do a little deer hunting in the morning, and then I'm sure I'm going to have to come home, and my wife's going to force me to help her make our Thanksgiving dinner.
So you'd rather stay out in the woods?
Yeah. Yes, a 20-plus pound bird should be enough to feed all those hungry relation that we have, but we enjoy it, and as far as Thanksgiving goes, I would like to see it stay sacred for the family. I think it's good for the families to spend some time together and try to keep the family a closer knit relation. And there's plenty of time for shopping. Thanksgiving Day is once a year, and I think there's 360 some other days everybody can shop, so I would personally like to see it stay, you know, for the family. I don't think retailers should force their employees to work on Thanksgiving. I think, you know, that's a well-deserved day off. And I know there are some businesses that have to run, but I think for the majority of people, that's special time for the family.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And we're going to go next to one more quick call from Kyle in Baraboo. Hi there, Kyle.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to say that I have off on Thursdays or for Thanksgiving, and then I work on Black Friday, so I won't be able to go shopping. And I think that it's good to have it open the night before so that people like me could have a chance to do some shopping.
That's an interesting perspective. So people have different schedules, and being a little more flexible, you're saying, on store hours Thanksgiving helps some people who might need that shopping time.
Right.
Great. Well, good luck to you, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving and maybe get a little shopping in, too. We've been speaking with you, the listener, as we talk about what your Thanksgiving plans are, what you're going to do. Does it include shopping, or do you have a family tradition that you think is more important to you? Or do you really enjoy the shopping? Well, you can let us know. Keep it going on the Central Time Facebook page. And happy Thanksgiving.